of Steam Steal and Murder is back again with part 2 to session 29. We have no new emails or comments to share this time around. If you would like to let us know that you're listening, please send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com or leave us feedback on iTunes. Our public forums have been picking up as well with games and rules discussions. Join the conversations at Blue Magic, that's blumagik.com/forums. That's all we have for now, so on with the show.
So oh, we've been back. Genuine meat.
Yep.
Since I see the bloody man, the first thing I want to do is I want to go check the casket.
Actually, after the apes fall, I'm just going to give Bishop a salute and continue on down the corridor.
Okay.
I salute with the sword, and I'm going to continue down. I'm not going to be running for it now. I'm going to continue at a measured pace.
Yeah, I'm going to get up next to him and try to use my aspect, stay close and keep quiet.
Can I ask, as you go by, I whisper, wait a second, let's make sure Tesla's still in the coffin?
You can do that. Stay close and keep quiet, and I'm moving with Hundegard.
Oh, goody, I'm going to make a lot of noise behind you.
Well, his aspect actually covers you guys. Is that I believe that's how his aspect works, yes?
Yeah, everyone else's stealth rolls can use my stealth rather than...
Yeah, I'll be kind of right behind them. I just want to make sure that they haven't... If the case wasn't just, you know, a distraction and they actually do have the body.
You're no, the body's still in there. Body was ever in there.
Yes.
No, the body is, in fact, still in there. A bit jostled around at this point, but still in there.
Actually,
okay, then I'm going to continue on.
Real quick, I'll ask Hundegard if he can take care of the wounded. If we probably have a couple wounded people back there.
I'm not a doctor. I have more uses down here, and I have no interest in turning around and ending
don't need a speech. Let's go.
And I'm following right behind after a quick look.
All right, go ahead and give me your stealth roll. Only Marlo needs to roll it.
God, covers all of you. That's going to be with the 2 degrees of failure, 6.
Okay, well, that's a good stealth roll. Okay. So you continue down till you hit the back wall of the mausoleum, and sure enough, what you see is one of those drill bit ends sticking out through the wall. And the first thing actually that brings your attention is there's a blinking red light on the front of it.
Does it appear to be an explosive?
You don't know. You're looking at a blinking red light.
Right. I mean, how did they gain egress?
You're going to get closer and find out?
Yeah.
All right.
As a little bit more time is passing now, maybe you want to flick on the others.
Sure. We'll go ahead and go to your character then. You've got this guy that you're basically wringing all this information out of.
Yeah, well, I've reached a point where another idea has occurred to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell the policeman there, keep him locked down, and I'm going to go to my bike and run my portable beverage machine and scan for any strange frequencies currently in play.
Aha! What you notice is that you're finding a very large, spectrum of frequencies that's essentially blocking a lot of the normal bandwidths.
Yep.
There's something generating a lot of noise that's canceling out a lot of the communications in the area.
Is there any way of...
Give me a repair roll, or you can use your computer roll to kind of...
I'd rather use my computer roll, to be honest. It's a little bit better than my repair, just a fraction.
Well, it is actually, if you've got the computer, that's what is going to be the better roll.
Oh, dear. That's, 6.
Oh, very good. Yeah, you notice that it's basically canceling out all the bandwidths on your normal broadcast channels, but if you remember that ultra-high channel that you found out in the farmyard... there's chatter going on. It's clear. It's not being blocked, and there's chatter going on that channel.
What's it say? Yeah, it's kind of obvious next question.
Right. You're listening in on, it sounds like there is like a dogfight going on, you know, in the air above. And what you're catching is, it sounds like it's the Hold Ace gang. They're the cross chatter. You're feeling like they're leading your planes away from the area. Like they're taunting your Zeppelins and your planes away from the area. Like they're slowing down just enough that your guys get close and then they get further away. They're drawing
them. Now, can I hear both sides or just the Ace Hold side?
Just their side. Well, it's between them. It's their communication from plane to plane.
Right. So my next action, and after this you might actually meant to grab this before. Go back to the policeman. Has he got a walkie with him?
Sure. Yes, he does. He's got one of the
back. Right. Call, contact the guys we'll say I can do this anyway. You'll tell me what I need to do. Contact the guys who were scanning that frequency anyway, the other guys that we've got set up somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, he tells you first of all that he picks up his radio and tries to dial it in. And he says, "I'm just getting static, sir."
Have we got secure military? Can you get the secure military channels on this that the outside using?
He kind of looks at you blankly. He hands you his backpack.
The MIC guys, have we got their channels?
Yes, you have their channels.
The police. Okay, are they blocked?
I can try. He's looking confused at his backpack. Hold on. his backpack kind of just shorts out. He hands it to you. As obviously you know what you're doing with electronics, he kind of hands it to you.
Right.
Hey, I just operate the thing. I'm not a tech. I can shoot people. I got a badge.
So can I get it working?
Feral.
Huh?
Give me a repair roll. You have to just get rid of the damage he's just caused to it.
It collapses and falls down on the broken pieces.
Get a new one. Total
spending it's currently a minus two. So yeah, you're gonna knuckle down and get the job done and do a re-roll.
All right.
Come on.
That's not much better. It's a zero at the moment.
Okay, you have to overcome the damage he did, so you need to come up with 2 points. You're like, oh, that's what he did wrong, and you've noticed that.
That's my fit detail that tells me what he did wrong, so bing, 2 points.
There you go, perfect.
Two chips to get a...
Okay, you've got a clear channel to...
Yell at the such order outside to jam that high frequency. I can't do it with this. Jam that frequency. They're using it to communicate, jam that frequency.
Okay. You got reports back. Okay, we're jammed.
Okay.
All
right.
We're jammed back or on we're your jamming?
Unit, they're jamming. You're listening back on your unit, that channel that was clear is now not clear. Your guys are successfully jamming it.
Yeah. Okay. That's what the planes are using to communicate. And now that it's jamming, I'll let you flip over to someone else.
Okay. Meanwhile, in the burning building, the armored police have dropped out of the Zeppelins, and they're helping to put the building out from the top floor down. Jesse, you've got, or Darius has got everyone round up doing into like 10-man groups going through, clearing people out. You actually have your photograph taken several times. Apparently, there's a news crew out front as they seem to be following this one really oddly dressed guy that's got like epaulettes on his shoulders and like these military medallions on his vest. He's got a sword at his side that is going out and helping people. And I use the word helping with quotes as he breaks down a door and yells out, "Anyone in there?" And then leaves before anyone answers. But there's like a news crew kind of following
okay, behind him. Like to go over and steal some of his fame, maybe. My face on his feet.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do?
So next time he goes over to try and kick down the door, I'll stop him right before he kicks and says, "Nah, I got this one," and I'll kick it down.
Nice. All right. Let's see. Oh, yeah, and, sure. The reporters kind of like flip over to you and kind of follow you into the room as you're. And sure enough, there's a child trapped below a mattress <as it's> trying to free its hurt kitten.
Oh, Dan, you says Bishop, I'll be right there.
And there's photographs going off as you're rushing into the room.
My kitten and child senses are tingling, guys. I need to be somewhere else.
You still got the scratches from the last one.
there's a child in here that looks like it was trying to rescue her kitten and got trapped beneath a bed as she was going under the bed to get the kitten.
I'll save her kitten in front of the photographers.
So you're trying to save
them. Make sure they get a nice shot of me.
Yeah, you're saving the girl, and like they're getting in your way as they're trying to get a better shot. They're like, wait, hold it before you rescue her. Hold that pose for a minute. As the smoke's building up in the room, like, hold that pose.
Nice. Are these people? Happy. Yeah, he would take off a lot of the shot, though. So, yeah, they got to get the right angle.
Get the wide-angle lenses!
Awesome.
All right, you're seeing the headline.
So, I save the girl, and I introduce myself to the well-dressed guy and ask him what his name is and stuff like that.
All right. Yes, he's kind of like a condescending manner as he kind of looks at you with the eyes and say, really, you don't know who I am. He just kind of gives like this dismissive hand wave to you as he goes on through the building, once again, quote, rescuing people. Fortunately, you seem to have taken off some of his thunder as the photographers are now kind of going around following you and asking you questions. It's like sticking a microphone in front of your face. It's like, are you a resident, sir? You seem to be dressed like a cook.
Yes. Well, I'm just doing everything I can to save my city. You know, it's all in a day's work for me.
Are those meatballs on skewers in your pocket?
Yes, actually. And I start, thanks for reminding me. I pull one out and start munching on them.
They take several more shots. You get a great picture of you eating a meatball skewer as there's like flames in the background.
I get one of the promotion.
There you go.
He should actually ask for a copy of that picture and he can run an ad in the paper.
That would be awesome.
Meanwhile, below, the blinking red light starts, goes from blinking red to a non-blinking bright blue.
Right. I mean, there's a drill bit here. I mean, there's a blinking red, blue light.
Yeah, as you're getting closer to it, it turns from the blinking red to like a non-blinking blue. You're close enough now that you see it's one of those vehicles that, Drina and crew had found before. It's got this kind of the screw top, and it's on like tank treads. It's breached the wall, and its canopy is open. Looks like it's a two man seating in it. It looks like it's empty.
Looking at it, does it look like it's automatic? So we get closer.
You're taking a look at it. You'd have to kind of get inside to find out for sure. You can't really tell just by looking from the outside.
It tells me it's about to drive off if we do, but
I've already been on a plane that flew without my control. Let's do this. There we go, gents. Once more into the breach.
No,
that's stealing from the classics, I hear.
Yep. Let's not do that and do something different.
How about disabling it so it won't leave?
Well, I mean,
let's get over to it before it gets away. If it is automatic, because I don't think the two apes are. Can the two apes fit in it?
Yes, the seats are rather wide. Also, it looks like there's kind of a compartment behind it, like some kind of storage compartment. It's kind of like half open. You can't really see. You know, you haven't got into the machine yet to take a look.
Oh, like a bunch of explosives.
Let's go. There may be explosives, and you're the demolition expert. We'll all stand next to you and hand you clippers as you say, is it the red wire or the blue wire?
Let's not do that. Why don't y'all sit here and I'll get a closer look?
Okay.
So, if I die, y'all don't die.
Well, there is no tunnel behind it, actually. It is, it's burrowed through the basically the very back wall of the mausoleum.
Yeah. Basically, y'all can sit there and so that if I die, y'all don't die. All right?
Okay. What do you want on your gravestone if you die?
At least I took you guys with me, you bastards.
Constantine, I will haunt your ass. let's go. Go and see if
famous.
It...
I look to Jonathan. Famous last words, or at least they will be when you write his book.
Jonathan, who is this Jonathan you speak of?
Not Jonathan. I mean, Aldrich.
Yeah.
All right.
You're the only one who refers to me by that name.
I'm going to try to go as quietly and as quickly as I can. Mm-hmm. Let's see. See what I see.
Do we make alertness rolls or just him?
Actually, could I use a scholarship to know what the blinking red then blue could mean, if that's got any special connotations surrounding mechanics?
Do you have any kind of repair at all?
I have minor repair, but mostly it's because of my enamoration. Aldrich has been enamored with the guild, especially... it's the reason he went off and made a wing cloak is because he loves the eccentricities of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably actually. I'll spend a point to have poked around Gina's workshop a bit more as well.
Go ahead and give a roll. I mean, there's not a lot you can tell from just two different color lights, but go ahead and let's see what the roll says.
You can tell someone installed a red and blue LEDs.
Well, what was it that you wanted of me? What skill?
You were kind of using like book knowledge, I guess,
I was going on book knowledge, so that's a total of a 5, and I'll throw in my specialization of I may have read that for 7.
Okay. Well, it's a high roll. Let's see.
I would just also like to say while you're thinking, mm-hmm. I have demolitions.
Yeah, that's why I was half.
Oh, yeah, if he's got anything to do with bombs and then just...
first before you can do anything with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's got anything to do with bombs, I'm just waiting for someone to throw in the... You're an archaeologist, you're used to explosives. You've done that so many times, and just waiting for it to happen again.
Well, the only thing that you can puzzle out of it, just be poking around Drina's shop and like knowing some just of the very basics of how some design work that you have seen going on. The one light would usually represent receiving signal, and the other means none. So, like, the blinking is, like, it's active. And the blue solid is it's inactive. Mm. But you don't... I mean, that's just... You're extrapolating that. You don't really have the background to know that for sure.
I'm going to say this. Good guess, Jameis.
And how was your alertness role there for Bishop?
Oh, you... I thought you... You keep saying Bishop when you mean Marlowe.
Yes, I mean Marlowe. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's going to be a 6.
6. Very good. In the kind of the back or, the holding area, you notice something interesting. Looks like there's like a small surgery gurney laid out. You see some gauze, some scalpels, and there's like an odd kind of brass and glass box that's it's got frost on the outside.
I wipe away the frost.
Okay, it's very cold to the touch.
I have gloves on.
Okay.
I always have gloves.
Yeah. There's just something you notice is that the box is just like very cold to the touch.
So like liquid nitrogen cold?
You probably don't know what liquid nitrogen is, but very cold.
Okay. So they were gonna take the brain out? That's weird. Who knows?
Yeah, the box is, it's about the size of a hat box. Of a brass dome with some glass in between.
Yeah, so they can do the whole brain in the jar thing. That's cool. now, is there a Is there any kind of panel for instructions? To-go buttons?
Ah, that's something that you do notice is interesting about the craft. There's no steering controls. The other one of these that you had found before had like an actual steering panel, foot switches, had like a a gearbox. This has nothing. It just on the front panel, it's got a very large, two large crystals, one that's kind of a red glass, the other one that's a blue glass. The blue one is currently on and solid. But there's no gear controls. There's no shifters. There's no foot pedals.
Shoot. Yeah. All right. Well, Well, next time we have any of these events, we're blocking all those stupid high-frequency channels.
Are you going to call us?
No, I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going to tell you guys there's nothing here. Y'all go... I'm covered in blood. I don't want to have the press, come down here and see this. Y'all
arrange... Just make sure the vehicle doesn't leave then.
Yes, it's safe. Y'all have better stuff
to
do out there.
I want to check it out myself.
Well, you can check it out later. Go save lives.
You're right. I saw news crews.
Yes.
Aldrich parting with the boy and Lisa, just make
before
sure
I go,
leave.
What do we want to do with the unconscious beast?
Well, we'll keep zap him again. Make sure he stays unconscious, and bring some of those heavy suited guys down here, and I'll try to dismantle the controls as possible and tell them I'm down here.
Okay, I'll tell them they should be. I probably hear their footsteps now.
Or maybe not. Who knows?
Who knows? Okay, I'll head up and I use my radio. I turn on my radio since we were going stealthy, so I turned it off. I turn it on and call them.
Ah, you hear static.
Let's see if you blow up your one just like the operator did upstairs.
Okay, I'm going to try and trying to see if I can find one of the signals that I use I'm doing what Jameis did.
Give me a repair roll. Let's see if you can switch your unit over.
I flicked the switch.
I got
to
a
military.
One. I did not destroy it.
Yes, unfortunately, no. You're not able to find a clear channel.
Really? Not with a one?
No. They have made a jamming roll that you need to break.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. I'm going to go up anyway, so it's not worth the chip. Let's go. I can't get a signal. That's bad. Turn it off so I stop getting the static and start going up.
Mm-hmm. Huh. All right. Out front, see that things have gotten far more under control. There seems to be a lot of activity going on at the now only slightly smoldering building.
Oh, yeah. I did zap the gorilla on the way out.
Fair enough. There's several news crews out front, actually, that seem to be interviewing the chef that you just met this past week. He's waving a shish kebab of meatballs as he's speaking.
Popular.
I kind of wave to him and see if he actually kind of, may notice. I wave to him after I make sure I get the suit's attentions and get a couple down there.
Sure. Make sure you put your gun away, too.
Oh, yes, I do put my gun on my, in my holster. But my other guns are still out.
All right. So, yeah, the ambulance crews are out attending to the wounded that are in the streets from the trampolings and the debris. There are many news crews about now. The guild members have been rounded up by the respected bodyguards, are being ushered back and taken away in their various large protected cars. The streets now have the armored police that are walking around, checking on everyone as well. there seems to be something wrong with the radio channels, though, as everyone's just getting static pulled off them. Everyone's having problems contacting each other with the radios, but, and the telephone systems aren't working either.
I did get a couple of suits down there, though, right?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Mr. Marshall, you can notice Bishop coming up and directing the armored troops down.
Yeah, I've done my bit. I've saved and my now, I've saved and lives. So.
And now I'll wave over, see if I, you know, just happen to be seen by the chef sees me.
Yep.
Sure. Now you've had your chance for fame.
Let's What I was going to do was have you, my plan was actually use, you know, since I'm a well-known person, I'm a man of the people, you know, I was going to endorse his restaurant.
Well, that's up to Mr. Darius. Yes, you can see him if you wish, but you are in the spotlight right now.
I think I can, sponsor my own restaurant. I don't really need anyone else to, you know. But I'll wave to him. Sure, why not? He hired me anyway, right? So, you know, I'll wave over at him.
There you go.
I guess walk up to him, just ask him, you know. So how'd everything go with you?
Everything seems to be in order. It seems like everything up here is getting better. Down there, we got the situation taken care of.
Fantastic. Well, I'll leave you to it then. I'll turn back to the, photographers and whatnot.
If the I wonder if I actually got recognized. That would be so awesome. I doubt it though.
Yes, let's see.
Well, this cat was slightly younger than the one you rescued, so
I'm a well-known person within the community, period.
Sure. So yeah, some of them recognize you, and then they swing over for comments on what has happened here. Mr. Bishop, you know, being a fine, upstanding member of this community and having helped us so much in the past, what's going on?
Well, I won't be able to give any statements until I've gotten, until all the information has gathered, but I don't have a clear view of the situation yet. It seems that someone has obviously done an attack against this fine city, and judging based off what they said, they don't believe this city is strong or capable in this harsh time.
And we're not.
Right.
I wish I could announce that, but I can't.
And this is Kay Couric signing off for the Metapole News. Wave goodbye, Mr. Bishop.
I did make sure to say, and during this harsh time, we should all make sure we come together against all of these outside forces that are obviously trying to tear the city apart.
You should have left it on come together. That was the perfect close right there.
No, it shows Katie trying to break off to do the final level, but he just won't shut up.
She's making the cut sign, you know.
Trying to wrestle the microphone back.
Give me an empathy roll. Let's see how empathetic you come across to the public. Or do you just come across as a tool?
Empathy, not rapport? Damn.
Oh, rapport would be fine. You can have rapport.
Yay. With teammates. Oh, wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 7, 9 to anyone. This is the first time they're seeing me because I make good first impressions. But 7 to the general public.
Okay, fine. They get the perfect photo where your teeth just gleam in the sunlight as you're saying your final words.
And I come out more eloquent than I sound, than Marcus Cope.
Someone hits the girl with the kitten and take a photograph of him with it. There you go.
Not the face. Meanwhile, drenched with blood from head to foot.
Sure, Marlo. Someone's gonna just get the hose.
As soon as the suits show up, I'm zapping the monkey like every, 10-15 seconds. And then as soon as the suits show up, I direct him to rip off the obvious gun emplacement on his back and to bind him. And then two of them will always be next to the coffin at all times. This coffin is not going anywhere unguarded. And then I try to see if there's a way I can exit out of the back of this craft. Of the,
There's only one exit other than the main one, I believe, which is the tunnel.
You're saying if you can exit out the back of the craft. Unfortunately, no. You'd have to get it to move out of the hole it's made to get behind it.
How good of steel are we talking about here?
It's pretty thick.
Oh, okay. I can't put a knife through the back of
it. Oh, no.
Wait, Bert. Oh, wait, Bert. I always imagine these slightly different. I always imagine that the drill was slightly larger than the actual, like there was a little bit of wiggle room behind the actual drilling space of the, you know.
If you want to try and kind of squirm back there, you're not a very large person, if I remember right.
No.
I could have you make an athletics roll and see if.
I have no mic. Yeah, I'd like to.
Yeah. You didn't get much athletics either.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good roll.
Yeah, that's a 3.
Yeah, it's tight, but you're able to wiggle out behind it.
Okay, I want to follow this tunnel as far as it
goes. The blood makes you slippery. Yes.
The blood of my enemy greases my way to the best. There you go. That's my new aspect right there.
All right, you've got a long walk ahead of you, so I'll
get I ain't walking.
You. Yes.
But, yeah, I'm fine. I'm running.
Okay.
More like jogging.
No, I think Edison's at the end of this tunnel, and if I can...
You can ask him to hire you on the spot.
Yeah. Well, that would be off camera.
Yes, that would also be how would that not be out of character?
You bring him Tesla's brain and say, here's my credentials.
Yeah. I mean, he seems to be the only competent person in this entire freaking world.
Like, why do I imagine somehow half, most of this group is going to join the bad guys, and then it's eventually going to be the other half of being loyal, and it's like, come on, why?
Really, you would have to ask why.
No, but it would be like, really, you have to do it now.
Come on, Ms. Muller, I was paying you commission.
One person can buy an entire Zeppelin and Air Force, and the other person is paying me a commission. I wonder which one I'm going to go with.
Ready? You're going to just sign off on all those contracts?
I ain't the one who has complete end of the deal as an aspect. But anyways, I'm not going to...
All right. I will get back to you because you will be jogging for a while.
Make an endurance roll. He's a smoker. He's
pacing himself. He'll get there eventually. He is a smoker, though. You're right.
That was fun the last time we did that.
All right. Meanwhile, back at the top, everything has gotten more under control. The police have gotten people from more officers from other districts up, so there's more of a force on the street now. Things seem to have calmed down a bit. The building is safe. Reporters have packed up and gone away. What are you guys doing? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, no, that was me. I accidentally ripped my microphone out of its place, and it shut it down for all of you.
Ah.
What? Wow. Don't do that.
Weird.
That's weird. Huh. That's cool. Anyways.
He has the power to mute us all.
He does that anyway. He doesn't need to rip out the microphone. He's so sick.
Yeah.
All right, so up top, I'm going to say, eventually you guys that are still up there have kind of wandered together. Aldrich, you catch the tail end of your brother giving some commentary to the last of the reporters, saying, you catch him just as he's finishing up his, as any good citizen, having only the best in mind for those around him would do, I rushed into the burning building and did my best to save those less fortunate than myself. He still comes across as a condescending prick to you, even when he's not crying.
And he probably comes that way to the most of the people also.
I wonder if I can manage to prevent the news crews getting back with that film, but no.
So he notices you standing there, Aldrich, and he, you know, he kind of brushes off his epaulets. He's wearing the full military regalia and wearing the insignia of your family.
And if he looks my way, I do a very exaggerated tapping on the sword hilt.
He scowls a bit at that as he, you know, he fingers his not the family heirloom really that's tied to his side. He gives you a very formal and rigid bow, and is taken off by his bodyguards as well with the rest of the members of the guild. All right, so you guys have kind of all have spotted each other. So
yes. So what happened down there?
I make sure we go off to an area not where the news reporters are.
I've gathered they kind of mostly left by now.
Yeah.
Okay, but I still make sure we're
away.
Yeah, we go back to the chef's restaurant while everyone else is still outside going talking to him.
Well, I imagine that, for some reason, I just imagine we go to the chef's restaurant. There's a line to get in now.
Right. That's actually pretty true. Yeah. No.
That would be awesome. I will not object.
Yeah, but if we were to find a quiet place, then abominations were trying to make off with the remains.
Do you think? Okay, seriously, I was looking at those creatures. It was apes, but it was also, you know, nice, good technology. Are you thinking combination of what I'm thinking, you know, French and German, or are we thinking? That's what. When I looked at that, I was thinking that that's a combination of technologies. Because if you remember, the French, they don't use the power armor as much. They're more of just, let's make a better person or a better creature.
Actually,
like
the British are the ones who's mainly working on.
Oh yeah, the British. The
Germans.
Germany
have
has recently been trying to gain technologies. Yes. And that is the reason why my dear brother decided to start his own version of the French method.
Yeah, the French were definitely
involved.
Perhaps this
is the first fruits of their labors.
Yeah. What did you guys find out on the ground? I mean, I didn't see much in the sky other than I take out one of the little confetti notes I actually read and show them. Seems someone wants to start a revolution against the guilds.
Okay, Jesse, this is where we're going to just say something that just shorthand for. We tell them what the player's already heard, whereby I say blah.
Blah is the code phrase for you now know everything that I know.
Mm-hmm. Unless I add something after, like, yeah. Blah, except for this bit.
Yeah, no, I'll be pointing out that I also ended up particularly jamming the frequencies that they were using for the aircraft.
As well.
Perhaps that was what cut the signal down below.
That would make perfect sense. They would use their same signal.
That's actually very, very interesting. If their machines.
They had a remote machine.
They had a machine which we assume the apes came in. It seemed to be what they were using. And I think it had a signal device on it. And suddenly it cut out. At least that's what something indicated. I may be mistaken. I'm not a very technical person.
I was planning on asking them to stop the jamming signal so we can see if there's still some chatter
about
it.
I would say don't.
We should possibly attend to that matter first.
Yes.
Of stopping the machine from being an issue.
Yes. We do. We don't want it going because I don't know which... because I think we left Marlowe was playing around with the machine a little bit, or at least in that area, and I haven't seen him come out, so we don't want to cut the jamming and then have him get hit by the machine or something.
Or dragged off to meet whoever it was who'd made the thing.
It should be easy to disable the machine.
Yes. It is big and bulky. So, are you all thinking what I'm thinking? Wait.
We try not to.
Have you blawed, Jonathan?
No. I haven't got any specific information.
About what happened during the funeral?
Oh, I guess. Yeah, blah. Basically, the only thing I have to add is Tobias was expecting it. Big surprise.
Yeah, I'm thinking this was obviously a setup. Yeah, with that information, this is obviously Tobias. This actually, I kind of get a little shiver. This actually confirms Marlowe's paranoia about, well, actually, we all had the same idea, but it confirms the paranoia of...
I thought we went beyond paranoia a long time ago and ended up on hard fact.
Yeah. Seems that I believe based off what
I don't suppose Gavin anyone took the opportunity to dirty that suit of his while he was pretending to help and getting in the way.
Well, he was dusting it off a little bit.
I was kind of busy making sure that certain people weren't able to do things.
Yes. So we have obviously can confirm the connection between the Holdays being hired by Tobias also being in. Tobias's goal seems to be, based off what the message sent, is to destroy the guilds, but that raises the question of why he wants to become the head of the guilds.
To be in a position to take over in the power vacuum which follows.
Makes perfect sense. He's a well-known leader, and he would be a well-known leader as he was the original supposed head. That makes sense. By the way, Bert, how much did Dare do in the ensuing helping? Because I remember Marlowe telling him to do that.
Quite a bit. He initially helped. He rounded up all the guild's bodyguards and basically made them take everyone away to safely. Then he stayed afterwards to kind of help for a bit, but he's not there currently.
Oh, okay, but yeah, he did.
His bodyguard eventually tells him he has to go too. Eddie says, "Time to go, boss."
Let me also that question I had, Bert. Ask it, but I'm not more. Was the French frequency for the video channel one of the ones that got jammed?
Yes, I know.
Right. Well, the French console may be involved, but if they were, it was very badly because their own equipment got jammed.
Okay, so this is Tobias acting with the German government. I wonder how good of a...
And a if larger they were jamming, backer behind it all.
Yes, this does raise the question, though. Do either of you have any international contacts who could tell us about the situation between the French and the Germans?
There is something I'd like to talk to you and the other PCs who are around later on about something that may help along those lines. Trying to actually get the entire PCs involved, as Bert was asking.
Real quick, just so you guys didn't remember... I don't know. You guys might not remember it, but your characters probably would. The French were directly funding and giving technology to 3R.
Yeah.
So they're in a... I don't know if you all know much about modern politics, but in a situation like the Pakistanis are with the Taliban.
The French console may still have just been trying to do some independent stuff.
Yeah.
We're not saying that the French aren't involved in this. We're just saying the French console that were doing the recording were just inept idiots who got caught up.
Hey, Bert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Because I just letting kinda... you guys
plot. I noticed the message very late. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, shall we go down and
disable the machine?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know how much more on screen we need to be, or if you want to cut over to someone else.
Darius happens to see, I wave hello, and I'm going into the, going down.
All right. Did you have them stop jamming, or are they still jamming?
They're still jamming for the moment until we get the machine down there disabled.
Okay.
Because I raised the point up because no one said blah. So I didn't.
Blah. So I had to
extract information out of them of what happened down there.
Oh, actually, we both said blah. Or no, he said blah.
We did it later.
We did it later.
Yeah.
Blah on the way down.
Is everybody going?
Well, the three.
Shall we grab the chef? He has a new eye.
Yes, if we can manage to grab the chef, I think we should. We've already entitled him in advance. There's no reason
to bring the chef with us, but he's a PC, so he should come. So
he's demonstrated his capabilities in my eyes. We should get him in on the guild contracts. He seems to be a person who would be.
I don't think guild contracts will be around much longer, but if nothing else, we could probably use a person with a bit more muscle to them. We're not exactly the...
Well, at least a little bit more mass.
Yeah.
Yeah, just look at the three PCs right now. We've got the Weasleyest of the PCs with us right now.
Yes. Who does not look completely suspicious.
I actually should... we'll bring the chef along and just ask him, do you have like a private table or something at your cafe we may be able to use for further plotting?
Yes, can we have a private booth set up in the back, you know, with the sound, you know, the sound diminishing curtains, etc.?
Yeah, you guys can have a VIP section.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Mr. Bishop is
going to be one now that it's so popular, you know?
Hey.
Rick's Cafe? Unless you live a good time. Did you used to work at Rick's Cafe and decide to break it on your own, or...? They do very good international food at Rick's Cafe.
Everybody comes to Rick's. Yes.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't say he's working at the Broken Cog, I'm fine.
That was truly hideous food. Yes.
Well, there's also I know what's in the freezers.
Long escape route.
An escape route. for the audience, why I'm laughing. Jesse is now going to rename his place Famous D's. You should also serve barbecue.
Try his spicy meatballs.
meatballs on a stick.
Anyway,
just proceed. I believe we have a comrade to make sure that he doesn't get whisked away by some mechanism or squashed by a giant rotating blade.
It would be funny if the thing just went in reverse. out of character. It would be funny if it went in reverse and he's jockeying and you just see like this rotating blade. It's like, oh God, oh God. And it's now the equivalent of the boulder in Indiana Jones.
The boulder, yeah, which isn't like the giant Curry's chocolate orange.
I don't know if you want to cut to Marlo, yes, or you want to do
it. Nothing's happening.
Marlo. Yeah.
I just imagine we cut the signal, it still goes, and then we cut to Marlo. I have a bad feeling about this. I should have quit smoking a long time ago.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Smoking's great for you. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend it.
What the 4 doctors are you talking to?
In this day and age, they would be.
Yeah,
you'd be crazy for suggesting that it was bad for you at this day and age.
Yeah, the 4 doctors that are currently being paid by Philip Marlowe. Those 4 doctors.
Philip Marlowe.
Actually, do you mind if I do flip?
No, go ahead. Next? I'm just messing with trying to breed paranoia.
You get the radio back from Starling telling you that your side's planes weren't fast enough, nor could rise high enough to catch the planes.
Pause the call. We're getting technical. You're starting to become robotic.
Yeah, wait. Actually, say something again, Bert.
Hello? This is me.
Yeah. Cleared up.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so Starling gets back to you saying that your vehicles are not fast enough or could not rise high enough to catch the other planes, but they noticed that there was a very large one that was trying to take off from the field that your hole ended up near, and they were able to shoot it down. Unfortunately, they did a little too good of a job.
Yeah.
And it crashed, started a forest fire. That's what you're seeing as they're dumping out the water over the forest fire right now.
All right. So basically, there's a little runway right where I am, and over there's forest fire, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. That's exactly what you're seeing.
Bert, I have to ask this just for safety reasons. Is this forest fire and this runway anywhere near that farmhouse runway?
No. No, it's not.
Good. I don't want to hear about Phil Marlowe dead in mysterious explosion during forest fire.
All right. And as soon as I think the way's clear, I run in there and see.
Yep. This is a very large aircraft, and it's got a very odd kind of mechanism around its landing gear. Mm-hmm. It actually looks like it's a carrier of some sort.
Right. Kind of like a spruce goose.
It's more like a bomber, but it's designed to carry a payload at the bottom.
So it's like Thunderbird 2 and the drilling machine was one of the things it had.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
And you're guessing by the size of it, it just couldn't get up high or accelerate fast enough to get away from your own aircraft.
Right. Okay. Well, they weren't expecting everything I did. At least that's plus one for me there.
And give me an investigation roll while you're kind of poking through what's left. Because it pretty much exploded on impact.
Yeah, I get 1 point and they get 50 billion.
Oh, I hope my jamming did something useful. Screwed up their plans a bit.
Yep. And I'm going to re-roll that. Say, good lord.
We learned something very important from jamming. If we ever do something, jam those frequencies.
Unfortunately, they know that we know about that particular frequency now.
Yeah. So we have to jam all their frequencies.
Can I use Ideal in a Dirty Business for a re-roll here?
It's a different scene, so yeah.
All right. Good lord. My dice. All right.
What's your total?
It's better than it was.
Yes, it is, in fact, better than it was. It's going to be a... I can see you for the investigation?
What's your total now? What's your total? Well,
it depends if I can use I can see you for the investigation.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, that would be 6-5.
I'm sorry, say that again.
A 5.
Okay. Well, a lot, like I said, it pretty much exploded on impact. The cockpit is just like one charred mass. You can see like the remains of like a pilot in there. It seems normal sized. Nothing really odd about it's a scorched remains. But one thing you do pick out that's interesting is that the Hold Ace Gang's kind of emblem that's on one of the back wingtips, it's freshly painted. It's like it has not been on there long at all.
That's weird. Okay, so this is
not really.
No.
That's weird to me. Well, might not be to y'all. All right, and just I get a feel for the model of the plane and all the rest of that, and then I see if I can get someone to pick me up.
Yeah.
Does Starling, he get signal out there?
He has a gadget. Starling can send down a biplane to pick you up and take you where you need to go.
Okay, and I tell him to get in contact with the others. And then I want a full whatever. I just want a couple of those guys to... I want a couple of the mech suits to always have Tesla's body in sight. And we are, that is going to be picked up as well. And we're going to take that to an undisclosed location.
All right. You're setting that up. So about the time then, the rest of you guys, you said you went back into the mausoleum to look at the drill machine, or were you still at the
drill machine? We want to shut down the drill machine.
Okay. All right.
While we're at it, let's check on those apes.
Mm-hmm. Especially the one that's not dead.
I don't put it past the one that, which was apparently dead, to it not either self-combusted or wandered off.
No, they're keeping it pretty well bound, actually. It seems to... It's not still not conscious, but you can see it's still breathing.
What about the one that's just a mush for a head?
Yeah, they just threw a tarp over it. They're just trying to ignore it. When you do get down there, one of the armored officers is talking through his radio system using the hardened channels, and he seems to be having the other guys around him pick up the casket of Tesla and are making plans to move him out. You catch Marlowe's voice coming over the other end of his comm unit as you guys are coming down.
And I want two of you with the coffin at all times. Thank you very much.
I'm going to guess that Marlowe's not here.
The officer kind of salutes you and says, no, sir, he's calling out from outside of Metapol near an old farm site. They're having him picked up now, I understand.
Okay. That's good. So he's moving the body? Makes sense. Or actually, where is he moving the body?
You didn't specifically say you just told him to guard it, right?
Yeah, I just...
Get it out of there and to guard it.
Yeah, basically, to be picked up to be taken to an undisclosed location.
Yes. So we're loading it onto a car, awaiting orders as to where to move him afterwards.
Okay. Just make sure we get informed. And Dare gets informed for sure.
Yeah, I'd say probably Dare would be the best one to talk about the place to move it for now.
Yeah, quick note, though. I would like to ask that they requisition the film just in case there was anything on it. So they can go over the tapes here, who was in the crowd, see what else was going on. I'm not at all to disrupt broadcasts, but nice. Still.
I'm laughing out of character. In character, I'm just like, okay, that makes sense. I kind of whisper to him, make sure you edit my bit really well. I'm whispering.
I'm sure you can shoot new footage and insert it in there.
I ask if any of them have tried to remove the power armor or any messed with the power armor at all in the apes.
No, sir. No instructions were given. We were just supposed to keep swimming around.
Can you get an expert out here so that we can have someone look at this?
Kind of looks at you dumbfounded. An expert in what, sir? A veterinarian?
Power armor. I'm interested in the power armor. The armor itself that's similar to yours. I want to know who made it. I want to know how it was made. Also, this is not our specialization, but get whoever you can think of that would be a good expert in biology that could give us at least an idea of what this creature is, even though it's probably something like along the lines of what the French would do.
He scratches his head for a bit and gets onto his comm and starts calling up people.
Thank you. And we have business to attend to. Let's go take care of that machine.
Yeah, while he's been nonstop talking, I've gone off to look at the drilling machine.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. So, you notice similar to what Marlowe did. You can give me a repair roll versus just an investigation.
Mainly, I'm trying to deactivate it.
Mm-hmm.
If I fail, I'm just going to
deactivate it. I'm going to clear the dice before you fail.
It's a one.
Okay. Well, there's always pulling the panel off and start ripping wires. I mean, that's the inelegant way, but you can do it that way.
That's the plan I'm going with.
All right. Yeah, so you find a seam in the panel and rip it off and start tearing wires out until it stops, until the light goes out.
Hey, Bert, yes. Can I, since he's probably doing that as I come over, can I take a look in the back?
Yes.
The stuff that Marlowe couldn't identify, does my Alchemy 1 allow me to identify it?
Give me a roll.
One. Woohoo! Three.
Oh, okay. Good roll. Yeah, the tank is actually something you've seen, and you've just been kind of nosing around the whole alchemy thing here lately. You haven't had a great deal of training with it, but you've seen some of these in labs. They're used to keep specimens intact for long distance travels. So basically, it's an ice box.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
If something wasn't ice.
Once I've disabled the machine, I'll be telling the guys to tell them to stop jamming the frequency, but to keep an eye on it for any transmissions.
And to keep an eye on any similar range, like a little bit above or a little bit below.
I wonder what other information they'll be sending over it. If it's not just chatter, but anything which sounds like white noise, they should try to record it, because they could send other information.
You've got general background static on any channel anyway, just from everything, so you're going to be hard-pressed to tell if it's actually a signal or not.
Well, either way, there are specialists who will get on that.
Yeah, they can deal with it. It's not, unless it suddenly activates something else around here, we're safe.
Well, you have apparently bricked the machine, as when they stop jamming, nothing happens.
Yep. Yeah, it shows some other bombs, and they get a signal. Boom! Now we activate the other apes. Woohoo!
Yeah, so far it's been a rather successful event.
Well, it could have been worse.
Minimal casualties. We stopped them getting Tesla's brain.
Yes.
And we now have samples of what they've been working on.
We've also confirmed, beyond a reasonable doubt for us, that what Tobias is doing.
We already confirmed that. We all knew all the time.
Yes, we've confirmed it, but now we have at least a little bit more insight in what he's planning.
Yes, and we're ruining his PR because we're now grabbing all the footage just to go through it to make sure there wasn't any sightings of people with glass eyes.
Yes.
Anyone suspicious?
People, I do a nice quotes, air quotes, people of interest.
Mm-hmm. So, I think we're pretty much...
Give me that athletic. Okay, good enough. So, Nick, you can walk in or walk down. You've been directed to where everyone else is.
Oh, what a day. All right.
They literally threw you out of the plane with a parachute, giving you minimal orders on the way down. Pull it before you hit the bottom!
All right. Well,
reminded you of back when you were had to do an insertion in Malaysia.
That was back before we had planes. We had to hoof it. Both hit uphill, both ways. Charlie
was
in
parachutes, too. You just had to tuck and roll at the bottom.
Yeah. All right. I found a burning plane, blah, on what y'all heard.
I wonder if they just nicked the plane recently and just used it for this so it wouldn't get traced back to them.
Well,
this is a specialized plane from the sound of it.
Yes. It's what I'm willing to bet is it's modified.
Whoa.
Jesse.
We can put the word out and see if anyone reported a plane being stolen.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm thinking is it's a modified German design. Chef,
come back to us.
Yep.
Yes, quite likely.
Nothing.
Yes, he's alive. He's alive. How about we go by the restaurant since we're getting
obviously you fainted from hunger there, chef. You need some more food on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's. Let's.
No!
Again.
And, if nothing else, it shows that they're stepping at their efforts up. They're supplying more technology faster.
Well,
can we just... We've just expended a lot of energy. Let's go to the restaurant, let's get a private booth, and let's discuss this.
Yeah.
Well, is there other wrap-up that coffee, we need to do with this?
Coffee all around.
Well, I mean, we need to have the ape's arms removed so he's not a threat. Then we need to get our friend who is good with the... get your friend Mr. Watson and Mr. Crick, and by the way, Bert, you're still awful for that. get Mr. Watson and Mr. Crick to run a DNA sample, see if the gorilla was once upon a time a human, maybe revert it, maybe did some stuff with its brain.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, all that, of course, is gonna take place. It's just gonna take them time to round up all the specialists. So there's not a lot of wrap up with that to do just yet that I can give you. So
six Frenchmen are gonna have the book thrown at them.
Did the equipment that I had hooked up to the two video cameras, did that get any signal recording and all the rest of that?
I'm sorry, refresh me on those. What were you doing again with them?
Hold on. Well, you know, we found all the bugs in the video equipment. There were a couple of them that were cunningly hidden, and I thought were well done.
They all got jammed when the general jamming happened. Mm-hmm. So,
what were those? So you got a good signal up to the point where the jamming goes, which you're able to figure out from that, actually, that the jamming happened like almost right after the plane dropped the planes dropped the confetti.
Right. And this particular equipment, did it have a particular frequency it was going
to? It used a fairly standard frequency. It was just kind of like, you know, hidden very well.
Okay. Hey, Bert, I make sure to ask this. I call Blair. I make sure to ask, was there any other things that happened today? Was there a bank hit? Was there explosives stolen? Was there anything that seems completely unconnected but happened?
Actually, yes. She gets back with you and says, you know, communications went out over most of Metapole while all this was going on, and there was a rash of bank robberies, warehouse hits.
They're
still dealing with it now. You know, there was looting going on in some parts of the town.
We have some investigation.
Get a list of what was stolen and etc. And we've got to figure out. I look to Marlo and go, possibly one of the things stolen, maybe Constantine. We've got to look into it.
Well, yeah.
Give a list of materials, please. All the which was stolen.
Yeah, the reports are still coming in, guys. I'll give you a synopsis once I've got it all in. It's just nuts down here. We just got our radios back just a little while ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
So recording.
May I recommend that we get some? We may want to request from the Crown, since this is a British colony, that we get some more military.
We don't need that. No. That would be a bad idea. It would seem like the Crown was securing this place through force of arms and preventing
the populace. Radios. We just want equipment.
I don't.
We have the hardened radios so that we can keep communication up.
Yeah.
Or some way to
technology
counter
wise, Miami. Of course. As long as it's not a movement of troops into
the
city
not
or
troops,
surrounding
just equipment.
Well, we have some of the best scientists in the world here.
We'll just get Trina to knock something up.
Yeah.
Trina has the new anti. She now has a newer clock. She has two clocks in her room. One stops jamming, and the other.
Okay. Jameis, you wanted a scene there.
Yeah. It's got nothing to do with this mission and stuff. Just time to bring the PCs together and try not to have too many behind the scenes plots going on. You know. I know how you like that bit, but you know.
Yes. Well, the newly renamed D's restaurant, famous D's. Yes. If you want to have your meeting there.
Yep, that's right. Yep. And the chef can be involved too, because you know he's a PC and we all trust him.
Yes. We immediately trust him because he has instead of having an
I trust him because he foiled my brother and stole his moment of glory.
We immediately
so
trust
him for that.
He doesn't have an exclamation mark above his head. He has.
See, that seems to me like that's untrustworthy.
No. See, you somehow sense that he has fate points to spend and therefore is useful.
Yeah. That doesn't mean I trust him. That just means I can use him.
No.
Two different things.
Aren't those the same things for you, Marlo?
Anyway,
he doesn't have some hidden scheme going on, so I trust him because
actually, he created his character with Bert. He's actually secretly a spy for the British government, and he's been sent here to infiltrate our group.
Well, good to see the British represented in our collage of nationalities.
Hey, I would love to join the British, but apparently I was working for Tesla instead of MI6.
I can make my guy British. I haven't really decided on nationality.
Well, technically, that would be awesome, except for the German, we're technically all British. This is a British colony.
Yep.
We'll probably mix nationality by now.
Yes.
I'm British. Anyways.
I'm British.
Okay, God so... save
king or queen.
Gavin, you had something you wanted to say.
Yes. As you are no doubt aware, 3R has taken over Germany. I pause for shock and gasps.
Yeah. I gasp at an appropriate moment. Yep.
There are undoubtedly then many Germans who wish to get out of that country while they still can. What I was thinking was perhaps setting up something here in Metropol where if they come over here, we help them out. Some kind of underground system, it might be cool to help them get away. I wouldn't be surprised if there was already something like that in place and we just sort of set up the Metropol version of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, this has to be announced out there. Bert wrote the name of the railroad. The Marmoset Railroad.
James came up with that last time, actually.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And I don't know if it's a permanent chip spend or not, but I'm going to throw in a chip to create the organization of... One person needs to put in a chip to at least... That's what Bert's on the wall. But he hasn't quite got organization rules set up.
Yep. I may make the organization more powerful if more people want to throw in more chips, but yeah. A chip spin will allow you to create an organization.
Is it a spend or is it a burn?
Is it spending or burning?
Oh, just a spend. You get it back when you refresh.
All right, fine. Yeah, I'm throwing mine in.
I'll throw one in.
Do realize, though, that it doesn't give you control over said organization. It just brings it into existence.
Yeah. I reckon I see this is more as hooking into a larger organization, but it's more... We're getting it running, and it's going to be doing its thing. We can't...
This also gives us even more intelligent minds, kind of like what the Americans said during...
This will enable us to have more up-to-date information about what's happening over there as well.
Yeah.
And with our various contacts we have around the city, we can help them out quite well.
Oh, definitely.
Come here for food as well, perhaps? I say I am your chef.
Hey! Ironically, I happen to have contacts underground.
Yes. That's why I thought you guys would be very useful to help me.
This would kill two birds with one stone. It gives us more information. It helps those out of our enemy's hands. It also gives us more information on the situation.
Oh, real quick, can I get y'all to blah me on what happened?
Oh, blah? Right. With what?
Oh, just everything. Oh.
Blah, this is what I saw.
This is what I did, blah.
Right, and Von Hundegard?
Blah, but you've already had that blah several times.
I don't think I was ever there for any of
either way, chef, caught up. What did you do? Did you have some blah with your blah?
Yeah, I had blah. Okay, so just...
How many chips
so
do we have? In this organization there?
Yeah, Jesse, if you're the chef is there at the table, so yeah, what you just wrote in chat is something you can definitely bring up to the rest of the cast that you have those contacts.
Okay, well, blah, I'll mention it.
Interesting.
We're...
You know chefs in France? We already have an Italy connection.
We do?
Yeah, all those chefs in France use that genetically engineered beef now.
GM beef.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think there also may be French people who want to get out from under 3R as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they haven't taken over. Yes. Okay.
We can use the food. We can create some type of food underground. You go to a chef and you order a special meal. That is a code phrase to get out of the country.
I think that's a little overly complicated. But between all of us and those we know and those we can contact, this seems possible. And we can actually do some good for those we can't actually get in contact with.
Chef, I know restaurant owners, they always have their secret bottle of a very good type, whether whatever alcohol you prefer. Let us open it up and celebrate to a new plan. Because we got to celebrate while we can. Laugh or we'll cry.
You use that far too often, and one of these days you know we're just going to break down in tears.
Facing the whole gang.
Right.
Okay. Also, Chef, just to bring you up to speed, currently... it's gonna be way too long. But, basically, Tesla died.
If you haven't figured that out yet, yeah. Based off the fact that we went to his funeral.
He had a rival called Edison. Currently, Edison was probably trying to... Tesla was working on some sort of secret project that was involving some kind of new power generation. We're not quite sure what that was. But Edison... we do know someone raided the secret lab. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like they got all the information they were looking for. So, therefore, Edison was... probably the one who was behind this entire incident, and the real goal was to steal the brain of Tesla and for him to get it into cold storage and to question the thing. Tobias is starting to look even more and more like a flunky, because his whole thing was merely taking advantage of the situation on the scene. So Tobias is one of the head is in this country where we are, Metapol, on from the German embassy. He is currently trying to take over the city. We are working as a group to prevent that. We are working actually on the sides of the guild and for the head of the guild currently, who is Mr. Dare. And we're trying to bring in the murderers of Tesla and to stop Tobias from taking over the guilds.
And also potentially either find a replacement or get Dare elected.
Yeah, and right now Dare is the there's going to be an election. There are going to be three people running. Tobias, who's the German back candidate.
He actually hasn't been chosen for election yet. He hasn't openly stated he's running yet. Okay. But we're very suspicious, and we're pretty sure he's going to.
Sonier, who's the French back candidate, and then there's Dare, who's basically our back candidate. And basically, we're just trying to prevent the city from being taken over by the Germans or the French. That's the short of it. Long of it, it's a little bit more complex. But... honestly, y'all are thinking Tobias is behind this. I'm thinking it's Edison.
No.
I'm thinking it's Edison all the way, and Tobias is...
He's in a partnership. At least he thinks he's in a partnership.
Yeah, I think he's the junior in that partnership by far.
Yes, yes. Well,
he's probably also the junior waiting with the dagger and behind his back.
Yeah, I think Edison's going to take Tobias apart if that ever happens. But,
yes.
And then the ace in the hole gang is probably, I'm willing to bet it's either French-backed or it's backed by Edison.
We already established, did we not, that they're backed by multiple side organizations, including 3R.
I don't think and we ever established that.
Yes, we did. I gained some information on the Hold and the Ace Gang. They are a mercenary group that are paid by high bidders and work for the highest. It's just currently they're being paid a lot by 3R, and possibly since we don't know exactly who runs 3R, who's in the background. We don't know much about Edison and Wrath/Rathkey, by the way. Chef, it's an alternate name for him, is Rathke. That's his current name he's going by, last I knew.
And, of course,
okay.
It would be important to note, most of these people are deserters from various armies as well.
Yep.
This is going to be fun. Maybe we can tag 3R with the bomber. We need to see where that's going. All right, well, I mean, I got a lot of wrap-up to do, but I can send that. Think about that. Send that later.
Yes.
All right. So is that the scene that you wanted, Jameis, to get that constructed?
And now you've got a whole new source of plots to screw us over with.
Yes. And there's still plots I had that I want resolved. I still want to... I need to start investigating, but I'm working on this and that and...
Yep.
We need to start skipping time more. So
yeah, the next game will likely be a big amount of time in between. You know, at least a month, I'm thinking.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll make sure that I have a lot of chips to spend on stuff in between then.
Yep. Because I'm thinking a lot of the election stuff is, it's going to be... the nomination's going to take a while. The election's going to take, you know, it's been kind of pushed back.
Yeah, and it's funeral. All the back.
Yeah.
And it's all the backroom stuff that we're doing in the background.
So, and yeah, let me know how I'm getting in contact with people again. See if I actually ever make any contacts or if I'm being black marked.
Yes.
Although we might get lucky, Bert. You might get lucky, Bert, and have it so that only a day passes and we find our pilot to fly us over to Morocco or wherever.
Yeah, someone else was sent to do that. Since the timing, you know, that player never showed up for those games, so that kind of happened in the background. So someone else is already on that mission. Yeah.
Uh oh, they're gonna fail and die because they're not a PC. They're not like our chef here. He just has that. How many chips do you have left? He's he has that glow. Oh,
he's got the chip glow.
He's still got the chip glow. Once all your chips are gone, you get kind of this skull and crossbones over you behind you, this dark figure you kind of notice in the peripheral vision.
Yes.
Oh, that's Marlo.
All right. Well, everybody, 2 XP for the session.
Oh, not 3.
Not 3. No. This was a minor.
2 XP.
Right, please.
The monkey of death.
Be happy you're getting any.
Come on, Bert. 3. We've accomplished something serious. We finally got through the funeral. Please,
but
Bert.
I will say 2 fate points to everybody's. If that will put you above your normal refresh, that's the bonus.
Okay. It doesn't, so I'm going to throw them in with the underground.
I'll throw my 2 in with the underground also.
Yeah, I'll have to see exactly what I want to do with that. But I think that any extra spins that you do is basically going to give them chips to spend on their rolls. So, you know, you're spending it means that you're spending time working on it, and that's going to give them the chip to use.
Oh, yeah, I'm setting up the contacts, obviously.
Yep.
both the illegitimate and the legitimate.
All right. Well, if you guys don't mind, I've just got some questions for some follow-up for people like Jesse that's joining us, and I posted on another podcast forum. If you guys listen to Monkeys Stole My Jetpack, which is an offshot of the Gutter Skypes, one of their GMs, Blind Geek, has been saying, oh, you know, I've been meaning to listen to this podcast, but he's kind of intimidated because it's been going on for so long. He has no idea where to jump in and start listening. If you guys visit the public forums, if not, you should, because rules discussions are going on there between mostly me and Jameis right now. But
wait, there's a public forum?
You never go to the site, do you, Marcus?
No.
Yes, there's a
public forum. Are you talking about the Steam Steal Murder site or?
No,
the Obsidian Portal or another one?
That one.
That one right there.
Oh, that one I always forget about.
Yeah. But. Basically, if you guys have any idea of like where to tell people like Jesse or people that would just like to kind of start in listening what like your favorite episode was or where a good point was, I have the point where we started doing
Avoid 13
large arcs. Before that, they were basically one-shot episodes. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, listen to 13.
What's 13?
When I joined.
I would recommend the one with the bomb, with the
More specific.
I'm sorry.
With the bomb.
Bombs. The one where Drina and Bishop go and investigate the bomb. I believe that was 5, but I'm not sure.
I always recommend the first episode 3, where I first discover my hatred for Harris. Or episode 4, which is where it begins.
I'm not sure which one it was, but I recommend the one where we first find out how scary Constantine actually is. Actually, both the times. The time with the rubber bombs, or the bombs which are themselves coated in plastic explosives, and the other time where he just killed helpless techies. I recommend both those.
Yeah. I would recommend, if you start at 5, what that gives both Drina and Bishop's personalities all there and on display, and it's the first hint that there's a larger plot in the city, and...
Well, yeah, even though the first one actually kind of also hinted at that, but...
Yeah, I mean, but that's where things start to really seem to matter in the city. The first 4 seem... I mean, even though the third one is with Harris, and the fourth one, I think, is on the plane...
I believe it was the second one. Was on the plane.
Oh, okay.
Oh God, the plane.
Yeah,
I always remember it's the second one.
Yeah.
It's always the second one because it's the one I can't listen to.
Why can't you listen to it?
I keep on trying to... it's not on the Obsidian portal, or at least never when I've looked at it, and I don't have an iTunes, and I don't want to sign up for iTunes.
Ever. Oh, yeah, I can just shoot you the link to it. I guess I didn't link the first few. Let's see, the first Constantine one was Sylvan Pines, where you meet him as a patient, and he breaks out.
Yeah.
And then the big overarching one starts around with the problem with the French, is when the big arc starts to really...
Yeah.
So that's in June, is when those started going.
Yeah, but I would still recommend 5. It's got Drina, it's got Bishop at their best, it's got the whole... solving a case still, and
was I just insulted?
What, you and Drina at your best?
Oh. So you're saying I'm not at my best anymore?
No.
up to session 14, everything, you know, from 1 to 14, those are basically all one shots. After that, we start getting in the larger plot, and they start spanning several episodes.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I would say you would have to, if you're going to start listening. I mean, I would not recommend you going past 14.
Session 8's when Tesla first brings us into it, so...
Yeah. Actually, honestly, I would not suggest going past 11. Session 11 is the... Got Ben, James, and Marcus, and that's the one where... with the French and the trying to smuggle out.
That is an important one also.
Yeah, that's a fun one. I remember being very...
Yes, where I finally started getting a gun skill and I shot a car and learned the results.
Let's not go any farther than that, but...
Oh, God.
The very much would recommend, if you're going to start just listening, is 11 and 5. 5 just to pick up the feel of the campaign, and 11 to really start to have some... It's really fun at 11. And 12 and...
It's another one of Kevin gets the other PC to do his work for him story.
Which was the one which was like Cluedo with... James, your first episode.
6.
Mind if I do a little bit of explanation for Jesse, because what you guys have written is a little bit confusing for me. Jesse, the way XP works is until you've spent the specific number on the actual Obsidian Portal site, you can spend the XP, but the skill will not go up until a week of in-game time has passed, and you can raise by one a number of skills equal to your discipline plus one. Does that make sense?
That's still confusing.
let me pull up your character, and it'll make more sense if we just tell you what the raw numbers are. There you shift areas. Okay, your discipline.
Sorry for
a little more wrap up. Sorry.
Yeah, your discipline is one, which means you can increase up to two skills for every week that passes in game. So, like, if we start off the next game and I say a month has passed, you've got 4 weeks worth of skills that you can increase. If I say the next game starts the next day, then your skills really don't increase because it takes a week to really learn new stuff. You've got to be, you know, working on it, practicing it that long. Now, as far as...
need to have the XP, though, to spend those points.
Yes, you need to have the XP, and you need the time. You need them both.
Yes, which, because of the way, after you've spent a certain number, if you read the rules, I always just spend it and then raise it, so to speak, after the fact, because it just makes it easier for me. But you don't necessarily have to do it that way, technically.
I'm gaming with you.
I don't know what
you.
I would spend the points on.
Well, some
I assume in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks is fine. And Jesse, some things that you can spend the points on that would make sense for your character is getting some of those average level skills up to, you know, fair or good. Like getting your alertness up would help you in seeing things and doing better in combat. Being better at discipline will allow you to improve your skills faster. So, you know, raising that's always good.
And weapons, because the enemies that we're fighting, those freaking monkeys were hellacious.
Oh, God, yes, they were horrific.
And we had some real luck going on there. Because in a one-on-one fight, if I'm not spending chips, those things beat me. So.
In a one-on-one fight, I'd have an equal chance, for me at least.
Yeah, but
I think.
Well, yeah. I was doing pretty well.
Right, but one of them's gonna close in on you, and guns ain't gonna help.
The fact that you outnumbered them is really what saved your hide. So that's
one-on-one.
It would have been a really rough fight for anybody.
Yeah, I think so. So it's good.
So Jesse, I know this was a bad adventure for you to actually come in on, and I apologize for that. But you know, did you enjoy yourself?
No, it was comments? Fun. It was fun.
Just the other thing about your
skills. I really like the way you guys play. I like the system a little bit. You know, it's I think it's a little bit better than using a board or anything like that. I actually like the whole idea of just being able to do basically whatever you want, to have that kind of freedom. So I like it. And you guys are a good group. You made me laugh a bunch. So I think I'll definitely be sticking around if you'll have me. So
sounds good. Yeah. Just whenever I post on the site when the next games are being played, just let us know in the comments that you're up for whichever game, so we can get you in.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Anything else? Otherwise, I'm going to go and feed the family.
I was just going to remind about the skills. You have to remember to put the pyramid thing in place of at least as many skills below, on the level below your current level. So I know you have 6 2s and 6 1s. So if you want to move up discipline or weapons, you have to clear some space at level 2.
Yeah, one of your 2s will have to go up to 3, and then one of your 1s can go to 2. But we can talk about that.
This is where there's an advantage at the very beginning of your character, because you can spend more than 1 point a week, so you don't have to slow down your pyramid.
Yeah, Jesse.
Does anybody have the link to the Satsi?
Yeah,
SRD. The rule system that this is based off of, Jesse, is Spirit of the Century with some from the new Dresden File games. And they have an online, basically all the rules are online. Now, we've tweaked it some, but it'll give you a really good idea of how the game runs by going through it.
Yeah, and you know, if you're free sometime later on and I'm on, I have no problem taking some time with you and going over your aspects and all the rest of that, so that we can, if you're willing to stick around, I can help you out. All right, man.
Yeah, I have time right now. Do you have time to just help me get it set up, right?
Yeah, I'll take some time and help you out after this.
Music in this podcast was provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his great music can be found at incompetech.com. Our game's website, along with links to the show notes, public forums, and game information, can be found at obsidianportal.com. Do a search there for Scheme, Steal, and Murder to find us. At the end of this podcast are promotional clips for other podcasts that I found to be inspirational, and I hope you will as well.
There. After 5 long years, my latest invention is complete. Surely it will revolutionize personal transportation for decades to come. Hey, who are you in here? Get away from there! You stupid simian sociopath! Don't touch that! Monkeys took my jetpack!
Monkeys took my jetpack. At mtmjetpack.com.
Play like you have to. Play like you have to. Play like you have to. Brilliant Gameologists, a podcast for tabletop games and the gamers who play them. Come into the light at brilliantgameologists.com.